All right, welcome, welcome, guys. I'm here with Asata Evans. Yeah. Is that how you want people to refer you, or do you go by Vanessa?
It is actually, so my first name is Victoria. It is actually Asata Incense. But it's okay.
All right, well, no problem. So, guys, I want to be able to cover what our podcast is about today. The episode is The Direct Mind Brings You Broken Love, Broke, cat apostrophe N, and love. So it has two meanings to it. And the main thing is understanding a woman's perspective of relationships and how we're doing in today's world with that, right? So other than that, I do want to say that it involves a lot of different topics, one of them being reciprocity, another one being how we're building our relationships, whether they're toxic or not, and then also being able to understand how us as people are doing that. So go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm going to do a little personal introduction after you, but introduce yourself to everybody so we can get to know who you are.
Okay. So I am Vicky. That is my name. I am a tarot reader. So that is Afro Incense on Instagram. I also own Afro Thrift, which is my online jewelry boutique, I also own that at Africa. That's the gist of what I do. I'm also a Black activist. I spend a lot of time speaking out about Black history, Black events. I've been to many protests, so that is another avenue that I use a lot and that I really love. So all three aspects of myself, that I really, really love doing.
Well, that is awesome. I just want to shout out our sponsors for this podcast real quick. This podcast is brought to you by Canada Drip. It's not Canada Dry, it's Canada Drip. It's new merch on the Drip Van Gogh Museum website. Make sure you check out Drip Van Gogh on Facebook and Drip Van Gogh Museum on their website, and get your merch. Now, the next sponsor is actually myself. I'm actually giving out three separate merches in the month of December for somebody that follows, likes, or comments to any of our podcasts. You will be in a raffle with Overtime Sims Productions, and I will extend that option to you. Just when we select you, make sure you send us your address so we can ship out. And then we're also brought by Coffee Connoisseurs. Indulge in the best coffee luxury for all to taste. The site is coming soon. All right, so a little bit about me. My name is J. King Direct. I've been doing the Direct Mind for about a year and a half now. And the best part of this whole podcast is getting people that give us a different perspective on how they're approaching life, and also how we can be able to either implement or learn from them, right? So the one thing I do want to say that we have had in the past is we've had some authors, we've had some business people, and we've had people that have grown in their faith or changed over time. And I've witnessed these people grow, but I also want you guys to witness them grow. So tune in on Anchor when this podcast does drop on your audio and you can listen to it on the go. All right, so the main topics we have today: relationships. What is a great define of somebody being in a relationship? Asada, I'm gonna let you take over on that.
I would say someone being in a relationship, they would define that in whatever way they see fit. You get what I'm saying? Because it has to be a mutual agreement between you and the person. Y'all have to be on the same, you know, synergy. So it's like one can't want a title and then the other want a situationship. That's not gonna work. Like, you get what I'm saying? So both have to want the same thing.
So not to be any, like, you know, reiterating it, who are we addressing by that? Who's that person that needs to hear that?
Probably both men and women.
You feel like women do that to themselves?
I feel like women can. I feel like men can. You get what I'm saying? Like, I definitely don't want to seem like I'm being sexist. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not just on men and it's not just on women. Both come with different viewpoints and with different, you know, whatever. So I definitely don't want to put it just on one gender. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So who do you feel like we listen to right now? Whose opinion do you feel like a lot of people listen to? They listen to the media, or they listen to a lot of their peers, or do they just go out and read all these magazines and say, hey, this is how I should treat people in a relationship?
I think it can be all of that. I think people definitely listen to music and kind of define whatever it is. I don't listen to current music, like, you know, like the current rappers. I don't listen to that stuff, so I wouldn't know what they're saying, and that's why I don't listen to it. But it's like, you know, you definitely want to listen to music. You want to read magazines. You're going to listen to podcasts. You're going to take in, a lot of us take in so much information. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes we try to go based off of that. But yeah. I have learned in my experience that the best people to listen to are your parents.
But that's going to lead into another point I have. But what if they have the broken home syndrome? What if they're raised by their grandparents? Mm-hmm. How can you relate that to your parents? Or what if the parents don't even get along?
That too, I mean, because myself, I have come from a broken home. I think my mama raised me. She was a single mother, but I also know my parents, my dad. You know, your parents, your grandparents, I would say whoever is close to you, mm-hmm. you know, who has that wisdom, a lot of times those are the best people to listen to. You get what I'm saying? Because even your grandparents, like, they've been here 50, 60, 70 years, whatever. Like, they had a juice. It's just up to you if you want to drink, you know? So it's like that type of thing. Like, I love speaking to elderly people. Why? Because they, something that is so big to me, they make it seem this small. Like, you know what I'm saying? Their advice will make it seem like it's this small, but it was fucking huge to me. You get what I'm saying? But to them, it's just like, that's a breeze. This is how you do this. And then, boom, and it's done, you know?
Do you feel like I don't say the Black educated man, educated people in relationships, do you feel like that's a rare thing?
No.
Go ahead.
Because you don't have to. To me, education is not just one dimensional. You know, you have some people that are well versed in different areas. You have people that are street smarts, people that are book smarts, people that are tech savvy, some people, all of that is education. I definitely don't feel like a degree is the end all be all to education, because I know people without one that know things that I've never even heard of, and I have 2 degrees. You get what I'm saying?
What kind of degree do you have?
So I have my undergrad in criminal justice, and I have a master's in business administration.
Are you a police officer?
I am not.
As I say, this conversation.
And I will not be.
But I guess I can relate. I have a business background, but I never actually studied for my MBA. I actually felt I jumped into sales and marketing right after college. I graduated from Morgan State, went to architecture school. So I did the design stuff. And then I started seeing, like, all these people, you're so educated, but you can't even relate to people, mm-hmm. let alone hold a conversation. You feel like you're better than somebody. So where does that play in a dating scene or in relationships for you?
I've heard that from others. Personally, I've never experienced that. I've never experienced being in a relationship where someone thought they were better than me. But I have experienced relationships where they thought they could control me. That's a problem. But with other people.
Like they're a trophy?
Like they, this person in particular, like they were old, they were, he was older than me. And he thought because he was older than me, he could control me way of thinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you feel like maturity comes with age?
No. I feel like someone can be 40 and still act 15. Someone can be 20 and act 40.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So in that, right? How is the dating scene out here for you? For women looking at men, or I'm not sure if you roll both ways or anything, but how is that for you?
Well, I'm heterosexual.
Hey, I just gotta ask, you know.
But I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? I don't judge anyone. Love wins. And I'm just gonna leave that at that. Love wins and all and whatever that looks like for you. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely like men. And
you have to clarify. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta ask these questions. Because the thing is like now, it's like, I don't want to say people don't have an identity. It's like you can't be one thing and be good. You feel like somebody put you in a box or something. Like when you go out there, you saying hi to people. Oh, I don't want them to think I'm this, so I'm gonna start acting this way. And I'll give you an example real quick. But I also want to bring up a quote, and I want to ask you what you think. So, if I'm a guy wearing a suit, I'm not all cut. I'm not all athletic as I used to be. But if I'm a guy wearing a suit, my image to a woman is like, yeah, I'm professional. But some women feel like they can't even approach a guy that has a suit. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's something you've experienced or you've seen or your friends have had in the past?
A lot of women I've heard, you know, speak of this, they like men in suits. They find it appealing, you know, they relate it to success and status and different things, you know, of that nature, and which may be something that they're looking for, right? So if you're looking for a professional man with a career that wears a suit and you see one and you just like, oh, well, damn, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, because that's what you want, you know? So it's nothing wrong with that by all means. Like love is definitely, what you're looking for is definitely up to you. Personally, I don't have to have a man in a suit, but you know, but if you know what I'm saying? But if you like a man in a suit, sis, go for it. Like,
So adding to that, do you feel like it comes down to confidence?
Yes. Everything is confidence.
Explain yourself.
Confidence is the gem. That is your stamp. You know what I'm saying? That is you. You can't do anything without having confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because even when you're trying to start a business, you have to be confident enough to jump out there. You know what I'm saying? To jump out there on faith. Even when you're trying to you know, when you're trying to lose weight, you have to be confident that you can succeed your goal. Everything goes back to confidence, and it all starts with you. You know what I'm saying? So in dating, you date at your self-esteem level. You know what I'm saying? When my self-esteem was at its lowest, I dated shitty-ass people. Like, I dated shitty-ass guys.
So what is that definition of that for you?
Of confidence or the shitty guys?
The shitty guy.
Oh, the shitty guy is the guy who is a leech, you know, who doesn't really want anything for himself. He want to come up off you. the guy who emotionally abuses you, spiritually, mentally, physically, all of that. The guy who doesn't pour into you, but he loves to take, you know what I'm saying? But does not fulfill you your goal. Yeah, like, you know, he doesn't compliment you. Everything doesn't, you know, to love a woman, it doesn't all the time have to do with money. I know money is a big factor for everyone, you know what I'm saying? Because you really can't live.
It's like, to add to that, people need money. You gotta have money in a relationship, not necessarily for status or nothing like that, but like, you need money to support your family. And I know a lot of guys feel pressure, and this is gonna go into the next topic next week. You gotta provide, protect, and I always say men are procreators. If you break that down, men are not reproducers, right? You got to pro, you got to put out, you got to create. And men have no say-so in how that gets reproduced. But that being a whole topic, are people getting in relationships for the wrong reasons to you?
Sometimes. I think so. A lot of times we can't get in a relationship because we don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Because being single is hard too. I always tell people, being in a relationship can be hard and being single can be just as hard. But you gotta pick your heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you have to really sit there and choose, okay, if I'm gonna be in a relationship with someone, is this person worth it? You know what I'm saying? And if I'm gonna be single, can I enjoy my singleness until someone worthy comes? But I think a lot of times, people do get into relationships for the wrong reason. It could be for sex, it could be for money, it could be for stability. You know, it can be for different things, but if it's not done with the best intentions, that's what makes it the wrong ending. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if a dude is a leech versus a woman not working in a relationship, what makes that guy, like I've seen relationships where there's a stay-at-home dad. I've seen relationships where he's not making the most money, and now it's a status thing, right? So it's like a dude doesn't want to be put in that position, but if your girl's working for government and she got a stable job and you out there hustling in the streets and that's what she likes, it's kind of like a false, I don't say a false promise to people, but it's kind of like you're looking for something you're not getting. Do you feel like those guys can be leeches if they're staying at home and providing that way? Or if they're not? Explain from your perspective.
First of all, if anyone is doing anything illegal, okay, and you are making a legal living, that is never a good idea, ever. Because growing up where I've grown up at and knowing people that I've known, I've heard situations like this all the time. You know what I'm saying? The girl is, you know, legit doing her right thing. He doing stuff and he don't have no business. And, you know, they run up in your house. Now you lost out. You know what I'm saying? Because that responsibility is on you. So I always say, when you are dating, you have to definitely look at everything for what it is and ask yourself, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Because that isn't worth it. And I'm definitely not trying to say that I'm judging anyone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm just being real. You know, isn't the best decision as it comes down to your safety and to maintaining what you have. You know what I'm saying?
And some women love the bad man.
A lot of us do. I have been one because opposites attract. But once again, you know, once again, you just have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And when you get in a certain space in life, you know, and when you reach a certain level of maturity, like right now at this stage in my life, no, that's not worth it. But when I was a teenager, that was different. You know what I'm saying? But now I have a lot to lose, so it's not worth it.
All right, so let me ask you this. You did bring this up before we went live. You feel like Black women are at the bottom of the totem pole, and why?
I don't feel like we're at the bottom of the totem pole. I definitely wouldn't say that, but I would say that the Black woman. And Malcolm X is my favorite leader of all time. I absolutely love Malcolm X. I definitely would say I agree with his stance when he said that the Black woman is the most unprotected, the most disrespected. I definitely agree to that. You know what I'm saying? And it is not, and let me make this disclaimer, it is not by all men, all people, you know, because I have been blessed to have wonderful Black guy friends who love me and protect me, and, you know, and will show up and show out for me. You know what I'm saying? But I have encountered men, and not just Black, it's been other races, you know what I'm saying, who have been very disrespectful to me, but I see that they treat another race of women totally different. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like that type of thing.
I understand that because I actually have a sister and a little brother, and they're twins, but I see the disparities in how, like, a Black woman gets treated versus a white woman. It's kind of like saying, you know, hey, I'm a Black guy, but I don't love my Black women, so I'm going to go get me a white girl or a Chinese girl. And Black women feel offended by that.
This is,
Tell me. Yes.
I'm going to try to be, because this is a fine line, okay? So I'm definitely going to walk this fine line. And not offend anyone or whatever, because this is fine here that I'm going to say. Your preference is your preference. You get what I'm saying? Whether you like the same sex, different sex, your preference is your preference. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to condemn anyone of their preference. But if you have to belittle another race of woman to explain your preference, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? If you like your Chinese, your Asian women, whatever, like them. And by all means, blessings to you, but don't condemn me as a Black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, and that's just, don't condemn me. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best way to absolutely put it. You know, love what you love, like what you like, but that doesn't mean that you have to condemn them.
All right. So I'm gonna end this part of this topic with this quote. It was a quote that actually was put out there. It was a quote about Black women and Black men, right? Mm-hmm. The lady said, you know, as Black women, we have to settle for being, you know, taking the D only. We can't get everything all these other races get of women. And I'm sitting there like, what is she looking at? Like, I'm a Black guy. I'm not out there hustling. I started my own business. So I'm sitting there looking at it from a lens like, is that why you hate your own men? And are you raising one? Because if you're putting that energy out there, that's a lot of hate to get past to just, you know, keep moving. Because if I'm being raised by a woman that hates Black men, how does that make me feel?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that definitely is a point. You get what I'm saying? And I've heard that too. And I definitely realize that is an issue. You know what I'm saying? Because if I am, like, I don't have any children, but if I ever had a son, one thing that I promised myself that I would never do that happened to me is I would never shun his father, especially because most likely his father is going to be a Black man, because that's like Black love is just what I want. You get what I'm saying? So despite the terms of whatever me and his dad are on, I would never do that. I would never degrade him, because if I'm going to raise a Black man, I'm going to raise the Black man that I wanted to date. I'm going to raise a gentleman, a man that respects especially Black women, but all women, himself, the next Black man, you know what I'm saying? A responsible Black man, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to be as a mother. Same for my daughter, you know what I'm saying? For my daughter, I wouldn't do that with her. And my daughter is especially going to look to me, You get what I'm saying? So there is a certain way that I have to, you know, walk in order for my daughter to be the best version of herself, because I don't want her to go through some of the things that I went through. You get what I'm saying?
Got you. We're going to take a little commercial break right quick, guys, just so we can come back. But that's part of the next topic. If you're listening now, go ahead and stay tuned. I know everybody's celebrating holidays. Go ahead and tune into that Drip Van Gogh.
This pagan Santa Claus, if they only knew that they really were celebrating me. And all my seven deadly sins. Yes, free my babies. We are about to get lit. I ain't never played no games in the record, but I'm not here with the bomb in my hand. I'ma kill these motherfuckers as many as I can. I'ma kill these motherfuckers. They don't even think we're shot to the Achilles, motherfucker. Bang, bang, bang. Leeway, webs up, good nigga. I ain't see a trap, go. I'm wild as shit. I'm like Charlie. You my boss and shit. They got your bosses. I'm in the mall and shit. I'm making water. I'm on the ball and shit. She got a father. Make it rain, nigga. Make it rain. But step pussy up and I'ma buy your ass a chain. Yeah, she know a nigga got that gang. So she slob on my knob. Every key speaking with K. Yeah.
We are proud to offer this platform where all discussions can be had, challenged, debated, or curated for all parties listening to engage or disagree healthy. If you guys want to be featured on here for the next podcast, let us know by subscribing, commenting, or even sending a message directly to Overtime TV. And that's who actually helped sponsor this whole message, and it's produced in partnership with Drip Van Gogh's Overtime TV and My Movement Media Incorporated.